and how much before. And I think we'll discuss that. Unless you're prepared to now come up with a date of the hearing.
I know you just said the guidelines. I'm trying to remember. It's 5 days. We have to do it 5 days after, but 10 days before. It's the same thing.
Correct. Yeah, it's supposed to be shall hold at least one public hearing, at least 5 days notice shall be given, and the hearing shall not be held within 10 days.
So it has to be
after
10 days.
The budget.
So and we just made it. You just made it.
So
public.
It's 10 days. Yep, 10
so
days.
It's 10
from
days after today.
Correct.
And we have to notify it 5 days before before the actual public hearing.
So then we
correct.
Need to.
So if we schedule it 2 weeks from now, that'd be the.
That should be.
What? Let's take a look at the calendar.
Oh, you said it had to be 10 days, right?
10 days.
At least. No less than.
No less than.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we can do it the 29th.
After 10
days. Okay.
Any other questions from the commission?
Thank you.
Well, you want to hold on 1 second?
I'll be fine.
If we did the 29th, and then we'd have to notify them, we'd have to put it in the paper by just the 22nd to be safe. So do you guys want to decide that now, or do you want to?
I'm going to have the public hearing on the 29th of June.
It'll be in June.
I can find my calendar.
It's a Monday.
Pardon?
I said it's a Monday.
Mm. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Then we'll get with Nikki and have her schedule the notice to go through the newspaper.
Sounds good.
Overhead door proposal, number JP0608-2020. I've got a letter dated June 11th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the proposal as to form. This is to perform repair and installation work on a spring on the Sallyport exit door with a total cost of $1,920.
Yes, sir.
What was it we just did with them?
That was a contract for them to
for maintenance?
Maintenance. We've got it fixed as of now, but I don't know how long it's going to last. The spring broke about a third way in. We've got it. We welded and cut it all out, and it's got a tie on it to hold it until we can get one in there, but it's just a fix for now.
Did you have to come out and let somebody out that got...
State patrolman.
Got stuck in there?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we wanted him to stay in there a little longer.
He was ready to get out, trust me. Time I got here.
What time of day or night was it they were stuck?
Yeah. Maybe 1:30 or something in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. It was in the afternoon sometime. Can't remember exactly, but we got him out of there.
Mm-hmm. Is there not two doors?
Yeah.
Because you didn't have to go out the back?
There was somebody behind him at the time, a Branson.
You guys have any questions?
I have no... problems.
I'm sorry?
No problems.
Move to approve the proposal. For repair work done on the Sallyport exit door for a price of $1,920 from Overhead Door Company of Springfield.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Agreement for County Road Signs, number 20-065, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated June 12, 2020, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, who approves the agreement as to form.
Do you guys have any questions on any of these?
I don't.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Newman Signs Incorporated as primary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Missouri Vocational Enterprises as secondary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Osborne Associates Incorporated as tertiary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
sir.
You. Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road Easement, number 19-145, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 12, 2020, and approves the easement as to form.
Devin, which one is this? I'm sorry.
It's on an alignment that we're going to be doing, but our attorney asked me if I could get the road built in the new alignment prior to July 6th when we do the vacate of the old portion of it.
Okay, this is okay.
And then as soon as this is approved and recorded, then they'll start on it.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I want to have it done by the time the vacate comes around.
Do you guys have any questions on this one?
I don't.
No.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road services by and between Taney County and Ernest W. Giddens of the Ernest W. Giddens Revocable Trust and Luann Giddens, trustee of the Luann Giddens Revocable Trust.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
And Devin, this is just the Road and Bridge show today.
Yeah.
Agreement for the traffic marketing paint, number 20-059, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated June 12, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form.
Have we bought through them before, or has it been somebody else in the past?
No, I believe we have bought from them before. We've had different ones, but this one here is seems to be the better priced. We have to get our glass beads from another company, but they don't do them.
And like it states, we're just doing off the copy of purchasing of MoDOT.
And they, this company offers a 275-gallon tote, which is a better price, and we can load it easier. The barrels, it was quite a bit more if you get it by the barrel.
Okay. Any questions on?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for traffic marking paint by and between Taney County and Ennis Flint Incorporated.
Second. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sir.
Cleo Consortium Agreement, number 20-058. I have a letter dated June 12, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. There were two minor revisions, and it's going from one agreement is from going from 1 year to 3 year term as compared to the previous agreement.
You guys have any questions on this?
It's just pretty much a renewal.
And yeah, it's a 3 year instead
of, uh-huh.
instead of a 1 year.
Yeah. 1 year.
With the 7 counties.
Move to approve the agreement for the Council of Local Elected Official Consortium by and between Taney County, Christian County, Dallas County, Greene County, Polk County, Stone County, and Webster County.
Second.
Yeah. We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Contract between Taney County and BCS Soft ProSoft LLC number 20-054.
This is our SAGE.
I have a letter dated June 12, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the contract as to form.
He made a couple of changes to the betterment of the offices there, didn't he? That in the event the county wanted a full, which they'd had problems with from others, a complete copy, they have to agree to give a complete copy of the county data to the county upon request as part of the annual license and maintenance, and that would be to the county's advantage. And then each official need to be aware that if they were not happy with the agreement at the end of the first three-year period, 90 days before, they need to file their letter of termination. Of course, they've spoken with them and determined if they were not living up and making the corrections that the county offered, that the elected official wanted that office, if they were not abiding by it, they would give them notice in 90 days before the termination.
That's on the Oldridge, correct?
Pardon?
That's on the Oldridge?
Yes,
software.
It is.
This is the SAGE. This is our accounting software.
I want to apologize.
It's all right.
I'll go back and wake up.
No, I...
You wondered what in the world I'm talking about. No, that's on Oldridge. On the SAGE is... We had several things that we discussed through the years and in regard to the way it was done. They changed companies, and I just see that, like all, they have a slight price increase, but it was slight.
I'm assuming that was allowed in our previous contract. Move to approve the contract by between Taney County and BCS ProSoft LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Ulrich Software Agreement number 20-068.